Well, health care reform part one didn't even pass here in California, but there are other changes happening here. Patients are signing up for group patient visits. That's sharing one doctor with as many as a dozen strangers. It's an attempt to lower health care costs. From member station KXJZ in Sacramento, Kelly Weiss reports.
We have a lot of people who didn't know they had diabetes when they were diagnosed.
At a Kaiser Permanente clinic in Elk Grove, California, a small group of patients with diabetes are meeting in a conference room. They're taking part in a group patient visit. Today's topic is diabetes, myth or fact.
Fruit is healthy. We all know that. Therefore, it is okay to eat as much of it as we want.
Myth.
Why?
This is how it works. Usually about 15 patients with the same illness are taught tips for managing their disease. They can also talk with each other about what works for them. Then they have a private visit with their doctor to go over lab results or get a brief exam. Melba Strom of South Sacramento got some good news from her physician, Dr. Janine Barra.
You are doing really, really good work with your diet and exercise and all your medications. I mean, that is fabulous. So you should feel really good about yourself. You should get a new piece of jewelry.
Oh, that would be nice. You know I love jewelry.
Exactly. Strom has been attending group visits for the last 5 years. She says she can still see her doctor individually, but this is a nice bonus.
You know you're not alone. You know there's others that have the same kind of problems and face the same difficulties and face diabetes.
Barra says about 80% of her patients with diabetes go to group visits. At two Sacramento clinics, Kaiser reports almost 2,000 people a month attend hypertension, high cholesterol, or diabetes group visits. Barra says it's worked for Strom and for her, too.
Definitely saves time. And it's because diabetes has certain things you need to do that everybody needs to do. I would have to say the same thing over and over and over again, maybe as many as, you know, 15 to 20 times in a day.
HMOs pioneered the concept, and now health providers outside of managed care are trying to make it work in the fee-for-service world. Medicare plays a big role in setting the fee-for-service standard, and it's made it clear that doctors will only be paid for the individual time they spend with patients during those group visit sessions. Dr. Dawn Clancy has conducted group visits and is a lead researcher in the field. She's a big fan, but says there is one downside. For some patients, privacy can be an issue.
Many patients do not want to be seen with other patients in the room. Many physicians are not going to be comfortable with this method of care delivery.
She says although not every patient or doctor wants to participate, there are benefits in this approach, and it's voluntary. She studied group visits with fee-for-service patients with diabetes and found cost savings. She also says patients were more likely to get other preventive care and had better health outcomes.
We, in fact, found that patients who attended group visits, we saw a decrease in outpatient costs by $3,000 per patient per year.
But independent data is hard to come by.
Does it really reduce overall costs, or is it just shift money from one bucket to another?
That's Leslie Greenwald, a scientist with the research institute RTI International. Greenwald says right now it's too hard to determine if this model is cost-effective. And endocrinologist Dr. Maury Gloster at the Sutter Medical Group in Sacramento says he's not sold on the idea. He's been treating patients for 25 years. Gloster says there are potential risks for patients when their doctor is talking to them and 15 other people at the same time.
My concern is that there be misinterpretation that these are general concepts that are applicable across the board to whoever's sitting in the room.
Still, advocates of group visits don't share those concerns. In fact, Kaiser is already thinking of the next step. It's testing out a program to move group visits from a conference room into an online chat room. For NPR News, I'm Kelly Weiss in Sacramento.